Welcome to episode. Can't wait till it goes down. Welcome to episode 142 of the Cigar Hustler Podcast. Still the number one rated show on Podbean with 50,000 downloads. Which is odd because we just hit 10,000 back in July. I looked. So July, August, September, October, 40,000 downloads.
It compounds.
Maybe somebody didn't count it right.
Maybe. I see what you did there.
Mike. I'm your producer, Mike, too. And then, as always, this is your host, the king of all media. Mike, I'm very angry, Stefan Gettin.
I really wish you wouldn't call me the king of all media because I'm not.
You are the king.
Howard Stern is the king of all
you
media.
You are the king.
It doesn't even make sense.
So, how many of you watched us on Cigar Noise Boys? Is that what it's called? Cigar Noise Boys. That was a lot of fun.
Cigar Noise Boys.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I had fun. Tyler's a good guy.
Tyler's a good guy.
You know, and he's
I mean, fuck the other guy, apparently.
And
so
he's an av- No, no, he's a
that's
good guy,
that's what Tyler
too.
Keeps saying.
That's not nice.
Okay, I did think it was odd that Tyler said they'd only met twice. I think Tyler said once, and then Dom said twice.
Mm-hmm.
How did they get together to do the show? Can we call Tyler on the phone?
I wonder if somebody was approached or not. Like, said, hey, I want
to
do this.
Well, somebody, one of them had to ask somebody else.
How do you,
I mean, obviously, we're in the same room as they brought up. It's a lot easier for that. But we knew each other prior to the show.
Yes.
But they didn't, I'm guessing.
We had a vision, and here it is.
Well, right, but how do you, you know, go, well, I'd rather, like, do a podcast. You know, there's this guy on the other side of the country that'd probably be a good.
I feel like.
Enter an ad, or.
I'm willing to bet that Tyler wanted to do it.
Yes. Well, he does, which was some of the confusion before, he also does something for the cigar shop he works at.
Yeah, Lake Country.
Lake Country, yes.
Yeah. Even though everybody wants to say Lake County, it's not.
That's because we're in Florida and there is a Lake County. The next bordering county is Lake County. But yeah, so he does something with the shop.
Right.
I've seen.
He works there.
I watched, well, but he does a video thing.
Oh, yeah. And then he handles the ordering for the shop, too.
Yes, on some of these smaller
these
boutique-y.
Smaller accounts.
Yes, I did like having
such as myself
put you in there with the small. I ordered some of the small.
We don't produce a lot of cigars.
No, he does the boutique-y stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's rare.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a good time. If you guys missed it, you can go back and get it just about everywhere. Apparently,
yeah.
I've listened to the audio. I have not watched the video.
I just feel like we're comfortable doing these things now.
That's yeah.
You know,
I mean.
So it doesn't bother us. You don't get jittery at all. Like, hey, and the brutally honest response that we usually give. It's pretty.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
Nice.
And then
I like being able to see myself on the camera.
I like the fact that Ronnie Haysha just kind of trolls along the lines of wherever we are now.
He's our personal appearance troll.
Yeah.
So
that makes me happy.
And he calls out different things of the episodes.
We should make him a T-shirt. You know,
I'm the Cigar Hustler Podcast troll.
I'm the head troll of Cigar Hustler Podcast.
ACHP head troll.
I'm the head troll of the Cigar Hustler Podcast, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
Oh, that would be nice. That'd be funny.
That'd be amazing. So
that would be.
Hey, a lot has happened this week, man.
Really, what has happened? It's only Tuesday.
I'm talking about from
last time we were on.
Yeah,
what's happened?
Well, we had there was a big debate.
Oh.
You don't want to talk about that?
No. I watched 15 minutes of it, and it was worse than us yelling at each other on this show. I mean,
it was so epic. It was amazingly
ridiculous.
No, you. No, you. No, you shut up.
No, you. You. No,
you. You want to talk. And then.
Yeah, what about his son? Well, what about your son?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, you.
No.
Clown.
Oh, forget to start this.
You know.
There we go.
It's okay.
4 minutes
in. We'll see it shut off. You know, I thought it was pretty funny that. And then Trump got the coronavirus.
Well, we try to stay away from politics here. We don't want to show favoritism.
I know, I'm just
the other.
I'm
but yes, this is just news.
Yeah,
just news.
We're not.
He got the coronavirus. Him and Melania and three members of his staff and three senators and something. They didn't take his temperature when he did the debate because he showed up late and they just went. He went, I'm fine. So they just let him on.
Oh, that happened.
That's what I read.
Interesting.
Yes.
I just think
nobody is. And he's on some new testing drug cocktail of some sort, or they're pumping him full of something. So,
yeah.
Which something ends with an N. I never heard of it before.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah. That and Ajax. He's taking comedy.
And
so.
Ajax.
And he's drinking pledge, you know, or something.
I feel like after the debate, if you could only imagine, like, Trump gets the virus, he dies, and Joe Biden says, you know what, I'm totally incapable and concedes, and America just says, you know what, I'm going to take a break for 4 years. I need to focus on myself.
Need to focus on me.
She needs to focus. America needs to focus on herself right now.
So what would happen in that? I mean, somebody would end up being president.
Somebody would be in charge.
So, I mean, Pence would be until the thing was over, and then once that's over... How did they do it on that one show I was watching? Whoever was going to be, oh, it'd be the lady.
Pelosi kind of falls into play too there somewhere.
Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah.
I think she's way down the line though.
I don't think she's that far.
Because what was that show I was watching? Scandal. The guy gets elected, and then while he's giving, right before he's doing his acceptance speech, he gets shot. So then the vice president became president.
We base our political facts on Scandal.
Yes, everything happens on TV.
Yeah.
So if the president dies, the vice president becomes president until the term's over.
And then he tripped and fell.
And then when he's done,
he's in a coma.
Who is going to be? Yeah, Biden goes, I'm just crazy. I can't do this. It's too much pressure.
It's too much pressure.
My 74 years now in government, I can't handle this anymore.
That's amazing, dude.
So then the lady becomes, but we find out she killed her husband. Scandal. Sorry, that's their whole different.
It's practically the same thing.
Practically the same thing.
I think
so. There's some really attractive black woman who apparently runs the entire country from behind.
I like that.
Her father is in charge of the super secret spy agency.
Oh, that's powerful.
Until her boyfriend takes over and then the whole thing.
Really? The boyfriend?
I watched it all through. I told you. We talked about this on episodes 180.
I thought you gave up, though, eventually.
No, we watched it together. I gave up when I originally watched it. And when I rewatched it, I remembered why I gave up the first time.
Right. All it took was a pandemic and you kicked it back into gear.
There's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Nothing else. We're actually even dropping one of our streaming services that I'm having problems. It's really easy to get it, but it's hard to turn it off.
You're cutting it off? Hulu?
Hulu, yeah.
It's got to go.
It's got to go.
It's just subpar.
There's nothing on it.
Yeah.
We used it because we don't have regular TV.
Right.
So what's
live
on Tuesday
streaming,
is on Wednesday.
Right, yeah.
So we'd agree. If TV comes back on, we'll pick it back up. Until then, but hell, I can't get it to turn off.
You're out
of
here,
to
Hulu.
Turn off.
That's it.
And done. There's never anything good on it.
We're putting the cord back up.
I don't want to watch Indian TV shows, which apparently are a thing now. So.
Damn it.
Yeah, no good movies.
It's terrible.
So we're doing a lot of Sling.
Sling,
because it's streaming. You can watch live stuff.
Right, which is nice. So. You want to be up to date with the current events. You don't want to wait till the next day.
Right. Well,
you know.
But that stuff, yeah. So.
Yeah.
And then, you know, other people's Netflix is all through the house. So.
I'm willing to bet. If I can say one thing about the politics of this current of our great nation currently,
yes,
I'm willing to bet that the voter turnout is going to be less than last year's.
You think so?
Apparently
you can vote through Facebook. I keep seeing that.
Understand why you can't just vote through phone. I just think that would be so much easier and so much faster.
It's easy to hack.
How?
Come on. How do they hack your phone?
Give me a break. It's easy to fuck up. I mean, they could hack anything.
If we say Posturepedic mattress during the show, now we're both going to get ads on
our phones. I'm really looking forward to the firmer Posturepedic.
I'm waiting on my gun ads to start from Dom talking about that thing on his show.
I think voting by phone is the way to go. Just click, click.
Can't you vote through Facebook? Isn't that a thing now? You can
register.
Register.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Register today.
Register to vote.
I think it was 60% was last. That's what the NFL people do. Like, oh, you want me to coach 60% of the time? I'm willing to bet the farm that it's less than 60%.
Oh. What is less than 60%?
People going out to vote.
Oh, yeah.
Because after that debate, everybody's like, I ain't fucking talking. I'm not touching either one of these guys.
One of these assholes.
Right.
So.
This is ridiculous.
Are they thinking that there'll be more mail-in ballots?
I don't know. I feel like the whole mail-in thing.
Can you reach the ashtray for you, Ash, on these beautiful
tables? Sure. I'm sorry. Like the whole mail-in.
This is my world, Michael. This.
No, this is our world. 50-50.
I don't know what to tell you. People are saying what an intricate part of the 50,000 downloads I am. Did you see those comments?
Oh, yeah. Stephen Wells. Yeah, I saw it.
Yes.
I saw it. You are an intricate part.
Yeah, well, you know.
You're the bigger part.
No. Oh, now fat jokes.
But what was I going to say? Now you.
We were talking about mail-in voting.
Yeah, I don't think that. I think that people are lazy, and then you know that's kind of
that's too much work.
I got to put in the mail. Fuck out.
That seems less work than I got to drive somewhere.
Wait in line
with my mask and my 6 foot spacing and my coronavirus.
Nobody wants to do it. I'm telling you, it's not going to make a difference.
On the news today, apparently Florida is the only place you can't catch it now.
What, the coronavirus?
Yes, it's up everywhere else. New York, getting ready. Part of New York's going to lockdown again.
Attaboy DeSantis.
That's right. We have opened Disney World.
Mm-hmm. Don't Disney suffering, man. Disney
well, they just
is
laid
suffering.
Off all those people.
Yeah. Well, 28,000, but the majority of them are in California.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, not Florida.
DeSantis.
Woo-hoo. It's
DeSantis
a lawless again. Swamp down here, baby. We do what we want.
I got a text message the other day, and I thought I would read it here on the show. Okay. It says, "Hi, Michael. Hire a top New York best-selling professional to write your book."
Oh, I think I got one of those too.
Connect today to be the best-selling author. Somebody wants to write my life.
It all started with the first wife back at the farm.
No, the farm was the second wife.
Oh, it all started with the first wife in the city. And then I went to the country.
The farm was supposed to save the marriage. All it did was give a place for me to live for a few years.
And break your back.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? Since I blacked out during that, what if she poked the horse or something when I was on
the She probably did do it.
Might have. Tried to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought of that before. You know, because there is allegedly one gentleman that didn't make it out alive.
Allegedly?
Allegedly, when you can't go into details.
We can't talk about that.
Can't talk about that now.
You know, I did watch the Chris Pratt. Oh, man, I'm going to fuck it up. The Pratt, Chris Pratt documentary on Netflix or something?
Is there a Chris Pratt documentary?
It's not.
Oh, he looks terrible.
It's not the actor guy.
Oh, but he did, as long as you brought him up, he did that, the recreational Home and Gardens or whatever, that little sitcom.
Yeah.
Oh, he looked terrible on
that.
He
looks rough.
He's a little heavy. He had a double chin.
Eyes off the sauce. You know, when your father-in-law is Arnold Schwarzenegger, you got to bring your fucking A-game.
Well, now he's part of the Avengers, so I'm sure he's upped his A-game.
Well, he's always been part of the Avengers. He's not Guardian when he did of the
Yeah,
the
but
the
this is before Guardian of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, no, then that's when he's, like Jurassic Park, that's when he started to,
yeah,
you know, he right, started watching his right. bread and stuff, you know.
Oh, it's bread.
Cutting back on the carbs.
Oh.
But no, I watched this documentary with the, it was like this husband, and he killed his wife and his kids, and it was.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was, I remember seeing the news thing.
Did the children all leave while you're watching this?
No, I watched it, watched it.
Which one of the TVs did you watch that on?
Those aren't my TVs, those are my kids' TVs. You're talking about my wife's post.
Yes.
So my wife posted, so we have three TVs in the family room. And there's actually logic behind that.
Right.
Okay, so.
Every child gets their own TV.
Every child has their own TV.
Do they have headphones for the volume?
The two video game ones have headphones. Yes. And then the bottom one's the babies.
So you were playing a video game in the photo.
I was.
Okay.
Because the little guy, the four-year-old, first of all, I like to play video games. But the four-year-old.
Nothing wrong with that.
He doesn't have all the guns and stuff. So, you know, I'm just trying to help him upgrade.
So are you playing a second person, like his battle buddy, or are you playing...
I'm playing it under him.
You're playing him.
I log in online under him.
So it's split between the two screens, the video game?
Well, they both have Xboxes on their own screens. Jax has his own.
They have their own Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
So there's more than one Xbox in the house.
More than one Xbox.
Wow, look at you.
But here's the reason why they're all...
Things got to be so accurate every year.
Well, if there's a TV, I mean, if you had a TV in the kid's room, what's the difference? I mean, TVs are $120 bucks a clip at this point.
No. I'm talking about the multiple Xboxes.
Okay. What do you want me to say? Look.
Do you have your own too, or the three?
No. I don't. I don't have, no.
I don't so have So when daddy went to play, when the children just, time for you to take a break, you play too long.
Step aside,
no.
Well,
you've been playing too long today.
But like, I don't want and everybody tweets their own. Everybody parents their own way.
Yes.
Right. But for me,
so that's all the TV mounts that have been coming here to the shop.
Yeah.
Ah, that makes sense. I wonder why if we kept getting them.
Yeah. Well, a couple of them were complete shit.
Yeah. I think one's still on the shelf.
I didn't realize that Amazon had the best ones for the lowest price.
Oh yeah.
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 I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know why I didn't
eBay.
Check there. Yeah. I don't know why I didn't check there first. But I digress.
Yes. Sorry.
It's important to me, and this is how I like to parent. And again, it's not everybody parents their own way.
Yes.
But for me, I don't want my kids to go in the room and play video games or watch TV and kind of stay away from mommy and daddy.
Right.
I want as much interaction as possible, but I don't want to take them away from doing electronic things.
Right.
So I just geared up the family room real quick, and you know, they have their own play area where they can rock it out. I can watch them, and you know, I could chime in and tell him that was a horrible kill or whatever, you know.
Kill.
Come on.
Can you believe it? He shot you from behind the tree, Jake.
Jake?
Justice. Yeah, I don't
Jax.
Know.
Jax.
Confused.
I mean, Justice, God love him. But, you know, he'll do Fortnite.
Ponin Nukes. You know what? I've been trying to.
Noobs.
I've been trying to think of that term all weekend to comment on that picture, and it just hit me now, and I was wrong, too. So.
Poning Noobs.
Tony knew.
But he'll, you know, he likes to look up, he'll look down, you know, he'll shoot the ground. But, you know, he wants to interact with his brother.
Can't you do the, oh, he so wants I to play can't, at the same time.
Yeah, so I can't say, hey, or he wants to play, and then, you know, I can't take one away from him.
Don't they have the AI option where you can fight the robot people?
I'm sure, but, you know, we don't do that.
Oh.
He does the online stuff.
Well, it's like
but
online.
You can't hear people. You know, because God knows the shit.
When my kids were a little, it was bad.
I mean, my brother-in-law lives with us right now. Like,
oh, that's right. He's
and he
Israel.
Plays.
Oh,
and,
it's a four.
And listen, but that's no. He has his own like gaming system.
Oh, that's right, a system. That's right.
But his
is he yelling from the other room? I killed you, mother ever.
I mean, there have been some times where he has shouted some shit.
Oh, like, see, that was always a problem with the kids when they were growing up. You need to be quiet. Mm. You know, because when you have the headphones on, they don't realize how loud they're yelling.
Oh, well, they can't talk to anybody.
Right. Well, your kids are younger. I'm saying as my kids were older.
They're not micing up.
Tanner was the loudest.
But they'll never.
Most involved, which now I hate to see, because now he's in the military. If he's yelling like that, running around shooting people now. Mm. Ooh.
Yeah, motherfucker. You'd die.
You think the Vietnamese were bad with the bells and the horns and stuff. Ooh. Tanner gets going.
It'll be all types of geared up. Well, so there's that.
Yes.
You're so anxious to get to the next story.
No, it's just the news.
So
we're only 15 minutes in, so or 12 if you go by this timer.
So I didn't get any sleep last night.
Oh, that's right. You said you had a problem with the baby.
My God.
She called me. She knows me. Would have come over.
I know that you
I'm
say.
Up anyway. So
I know that you say, oh, you know, kids are kids, but I will tell you, a little girl is 100 times harder than boys.
Why is that, do you think?
I have no idea. I could
is
tell
it
you.
Just because you had a bad night, or is she generally
no.
More
She needs more attention all the time. You can't walk away. She said, where are you going? No. You know, like she'll start crying.
You think it's a girl, or maybe because she's the third and she needs to express herself more to get more attention from the crowd?
No, she gets plenty of attention.
Well, because she demands it. But
even if she didn't demand it, she's just adorable, this little baby, this little bundle of love.
Well,
right?
See, that's it. Plus, she's the first girl. So.
Right. So, but, man, last night she would not settle. And like
bad night, huh?
And she had like this blood curdling scream where you thought something was legitimately wrong. You're like, what in the hell is going? You know, what is going on? Right. So, I mean, fucking.
Do you have ghost? Maybe a ghost.
Poor Brittany. I mean, she was a trooper. She, you know, stuck it out. I mean, she did everything she possibly could, and you know.
It's not what you said earlier.
Mike, don't do that to me. That's not true. That's a lie.
That's a lie.
Wow. That's ridiculous. Mm. Trying to get me in trouble.
Not at all.
You know what? I'm sorry that my wife listens to our podcast and yours doesn't.
She tells everybody. She was, where were we at? We went out to dinner with another couple on Saturday. Must have been Saturday night. Before we met up with the doctor and his wife.
Oh, with the Baldwins?
Yes. Before we met up with the Baldwins, we had dinner with another couple and actually two couples, but a mother and father and. But the children work with Adrian, the daughter. And anyway, she was telling them all about the podcast and they should listen and how funny we are and how good a show it is. I was like, you don't listen.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I go, but you hardly listen. She goes, I've listened three times. I go, well, the three times I was driving the car made you listen on the long drive.
Yeah, we're on episode 142.
Right, she's listened three times.
So
I told her once, I go, works out well for me. I talk about you all the time.
Oh.
Thinking maybe that would make her listen. No. She still
don't give a shit. Screw you. Fucking say whatever you
getting
you want.
Paid to do it yet? Close. This close, honey. We're this close.
We're getting some nice gear.
Yeah.
We're getting some good upgrades.
Yeah. Oh, she saw the hard drive thing, which is very small, by the way.
It is.
It's like a credit card.
Technology.
She's like, where'd you get that? I go, we filled up the Megalodon. We had to download.
We had to transfer old archive files.
Had to transfer archive files over. Oh. She doesn't even ask how we pay for it now. She just knows.
It's like, oh, nice. Yeah. This is a nice camera.
It is.
So
it's not so much that we're not making money, it's that we're not spending money anymore. So that's a bonus.
Right. We've like stopped the bleeding.
Yes.
Which
yes,
is, I mean, yes and no.
It's more bleeding with a Band-Aid.
Yeah. We can wrap it up eventually.
Right.
But, you know, we're a few months out for paying for this camera. When we thought we were good.
We just made a big payment, though. It was almost half.
We did.
Almost.
And it's about a third. It's a little more than.
I thought it was. 1.4.
Yeah, it is.
Well, like
you paid 5.
So that's almost
5 times 3 would be 15.
Well, I was thinking 7 was half.
7 is half.
So it was almost 7. It was 5.
You're so optimistic. I really love your optimism.
I round it on up.
So good yeah, story, I mean, oh, God, man. So I didn't get any sleep.
Any sleep last night at all?
But so Brittany,
I didn't sleep at all. Last
so
night.
You know, we go to assess the situation in the morning, and she's
assess.
Like,
you guys have a meeting?
Oh yeah. Like well, what?
Like a wig meeting? You have it in the morning?
Kind of. It's like, what do you do? What is the next
what
step?
What did we
here?
Do
this,
better?
No, no, not that. It's this baby.
Get
is,
the nanny off his ass in the middle of the night and get him to watch the baby.
This baby is upset. Is this like? So are yeah. we going? Is it emergency room upset? Like, do we think that there's something physically wrong? You know, is it life-threatening? You know, so like you break down.
Oh,
okay, so
well,
this is what happened.
I'll give you a little tip.
Yeah.
The doctor's on night shift now.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, you know, I almost pulled that, you know, I almost pulled the trigger on that, but, you know, there are times when I don't want to abuse that friendship. You know what I mean? So, but, and there are times where I'm like, you know what? Okay.
I send texts and just wait on a reply. No rush. You know, there's no emergency or anything with anything I've got going on. So here, this and this is going on, or I just got this back from the lab and go, if you could give me a consultation at your earliest convenience.
Well, you know, I like to play a game with the doctor. And I when I text him and I say, would you like to partake in this current series of hospital or not?
Right. Oh, I thought you meant your fantasy football thing. You're
no, no.
About.
So I like there are times where I'll say, "Hey, so this is what's going on." Blah 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 blah. And I'm like, "So hospital or nah?" But
is
like,
it hospital or no hospital?
But in this scenario, it doesn't matter because it's an infant's involved, right? So
right.
It was either hospital or doctor's office, and we chose doctor's office.
Oh, was there something wrong with my?
She's
my girl?
Apparently she's all of her teeth are coming in at the same goddamn time.
Ah, she's teething.
She is fucking miserable. Oh my God, she was miserable, and she was so happy this morning, bouncing, dancing.
Mentioned that to your wife when she was here the other day.
Yeah,
about the teeth.
Yeah, she had the two vampire fangs coming
yes,
in.
The fangs.
But it's looking like
you can see some of the others were starting to emerge.
Yeah, it's apparently a blitzkrieg of teeth.
You're doing the frozen thingy in the icebox.
Do you want to build a snowman? That one frozen. Do you want to build
frozen
a
teething ring thing?
No, she chews on like this big carrot looking thing, and then she's got like this other this other one looks like a Starbucks coffee cup that she bangs out.
She's going, "Man, what's up, Doc?"
And she's got an attitude like Bugs. I can tell you what,
she's adorable.
She is.
She didn't make the meeting today.
She's no shit because nobody slept last night.
Oh, well, she could have brought her in. I could have held her while she can take a little nappy.
Believe me,
here in the office. Like you used to do. Turn all the lights off, get down on the floor.
And those are the days. I'm getting blood work done.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm getting everything checked out. Seeing why.
Oh, you're going. You know what? I meant to ask the doctor about your CPAP machine.
Yeah.
Did you get that video I sent you?
I did. Thanks. So you send the funny. Yeah, yeah. But like the newer ones don't look like that.
No, that's the old fashioned.
That's
one,
old school.
Where the lady was complaining that the husband's bad breath.
Your
is
bad
the,
breath
is the exhale.
Coming through there.
And now apparently you need the separate machine that cleans them.
Hmm.
Because coronavirus will grow in it.
And nobody wants
coronavirus.
Unless you're the president.
We're at 23 minutes. I'm getting nervous now about the red light.
It's still going.
Are we just gonna wait till it goes off?
No, we're good. We're healthy.
We're 23.
Yeah,
23 here, 19 there. I like this one. This one's closer, probably.
Can't believe you're not having a cigar right now.
I have been working on one. When I work, I can't smoke.
It sucks.
You can't.
It sucks.
You can't keep it going and everything. And right before the show, I went and made sure at the end of my shift, so I cleaned everything up, cleaned all the tables, a few ashtrays, so everything's set back to zero. And I saw it sitting in the ashtray, and it was half, and I'm like,
fuck it.
I just flicked it back in the hand thing.
Dude, I feel
who
your
knows
pain.
What that shit's gonna taste like?
No, I totally agree.
Yep. And then after this, we might be smoking a cigar doing the Patreon.
Oh, we definitely
so
are.
Why waste a cigar for this?
That's fair.
Little show here.
That's fair. You know,
I can have some of my bang, clean my palate a little bit there.
You know, the funny part is with smoking while you're running around doing shit at the shop is,
yes.
I always leave my cigar somewhere.
Well, I do too.
Like, fuck.
Yeah, it's by the register. It's by the humidor. It's over there in the bar.
Right.
Where was I at last?
I mean, there's 75 ashtrays. So
exactly.
So you're going to put it down. So right. I need both hands. So let me put that here.
Right. I'm going to the humidor. I got to put it down here. So that's right. The last place you look is the one
outside.
Yeah,
I always leave it in the front of the humidor.
Yep.
And then you make it all the way to the back. And you're like, God damn it.
Or by the register. Because you try to get a couple of puffs by the guy shopping in the humidor.
Yeah, no problem. I'm going to fit this in.
And then,
oh!
It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So this Friday here at the shop, we're having a little Florida Cigar Club event. If everybody would like to come, open invitation, even if you're not in the club, maybe you'd like to join the club after you've been to the event.
And you postponed that from your birthday week because you didn't want it to
yes,
be like...
Yes, I didn't want it to seem like I was throwing my own birthday party.
And you didn't really get a birthday party now because of that.
No, no, that's fine. That's okay. That's
yeah, because Chet said that you wanted to be by yourself.
No, I didn't. I didn't want a party.
Yeah,
I saw his text.
You didn't want me around.
Didn't want you around.
Yeah,
you're angry all the time. You always yell all the time. He's angry. Ugh.
You know what? I mean, Skip had the great quote. It's like, you fucks just don't get it, and it's true.
Well,
you fucks just don't get it.
Whatever.
It's a lot of work. It's hard. It's hard to get everybody to move to row at the same time. You've seen it.
Yep.
You know how it is.
Yep. I'm now an official employee.
He's an official employee. And we're going to talk a little more about that Patreon style.
Oh, right?
I would think, really feel like a lot of that should be tabled.
Get into this.
Yeah, really kind of break it down and, you know, dissect it. I think that's really good Patreon content. So I don't want to really.
Don't use that now.
But, you know.
Okay, after the break, I have quite a bit of news here.
Oh, quite a bit.
Well, there's not really that much. I did big print.
It looks, yeah, thorough.
Big print. Big print big message. We have some stories
big
to go
bada
over.
Boom.
Tell you what, we're at 27 almost. We'll go ahead and take a break before that goes off, and then we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Mike too. Want to be part of the show? Go to patreon.com/thecigarhustlerspodcast. We have tiers starting just $5 a month. For $10 a month, you get a special show swag, and then you're eligible for the weekly secret show. Secret shows cover in-depth cigar reviews, behind-the-scenes information, and sometimes we just talk shit about people. Choose which tier works best with your budget and become an official show hustler. Thanks for the support.
Okay, and we're back. Episode 142.
Banana.
Of the banana.
The banana.
What was I gonna say? I don't remember. I just lost it. Where'd it go? Oh, if you watched last week's video, we apologize. It went up several days late. Our Megalodon computer here was filled up, as we mentioned earlier, with all the older shows. And it would not take any more information. So I have an older laptop, not the 1972 Apple we used to use for the show. I have one that's like a 1987, maybe.
We slowly get better at this.
So I had to get it
every
to do
week.
It. And then to get it to do it, it would not take the very fancy bumpers in the front and back that
right.
we normally put on the show, so I had to.
Yeah, I saw there's like some red line.
Yeah, red thing, and it was like 3 minutes long. I couldn't get it to go any shorter.
Yeah, that was tough. That was a tough one.
The version of iMovie on that computer is very old.
You know what's so funny? I'm glad that you explained all that to me, because, damn, I was watching it, and I was so stressed looking at it. I'm like, oh, what? How did we go back to here?
And I couldn't get it to make that red screen any shorter than 3 minutes.
We need 3 minutes of dead time.
3 minutes of...
I'm like, whoa.
Like, this will not get... And I couldn't make the title stay up on any longer.
Oh,
now,
God.
I have started playing with the new software.
Okay, good.
Okay, but it doesn't have some of the special features that iMovie has, like the special effects where I can add the title screens.
It does. And it has all those things. All of them are very universal in those.
I can't find it.
Right. That's the thing. It's like you don't know where they are yet.
Oh, and I don't know why, but when I, okay, first the problem was I couldn't get the software. I couldn't get the film clips to load.
Right.
Okay, I've mastered
We've
that
figured
now.
That out.
Figured that out. Now.
Right.
But so there's a window here, and then the main thing down here at the bottom. Okay, I can work this with the different sound clips and everything. That's not a problem. Some reason the view window is zoomed in.
Yeah, I saw that. You're like, yeah. How do I?
How do you pull out from this?
Because how do I reduce this?
From that angle, what I see is this.
Right, just like it's a close up of the laptop,
close up of the microphone and the back of the laptop. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't see a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried different aspects, ratios.
So we're jumping. So we're making the jump out of Final Cut, right? Final Cut Pro?
No, we use iMovie.
iMovie. Into Adobe Premiere.
Yes, iMovie is very idiot friendly.
Right.
I mean, it's so easy to use at this point.
And Adobe Premiere is going to be pretty idiot friendly too. Once you get a little more.
Once I get, figure out different things.
Like some
of clicking around, I'm like, oh, well, this does the same thing as that. This,
right.
Oh, where's this?
Some of the aspects of it make sense because it's Adobe, right? So like I've worked with Photoshop. For the past decade, So right. there are actually layers for the video audio that you can adjust and put stuff in.
Right, that's the window at the bottom. That I have figured out.
And the funny part is that all of that is really kind of moot when it comes to this. It's only going to make, I think, the video quality of this maybe a little bit better. But when we start integrating into other things and really kind of gravitating into more of the production company, it's going to be next level.
Right. Yeah, yeah. For that, it will be. This, I like that it pulls. I mean, I have the music. Since it's Apple, all the music is in iTunes. So all the music we use and the sound clips and everything.
It's all there.
It's all there. Boom. Boom. So it's just.
So yeah,
like one-stop shopping.
When you start working with Adobe Premiere, you'll learn to, like, everything kind of, it doesn't get saved into Adobe Premiere. It links to it.
Oh.
So then when you start saving, like, you'll save all your music stuff in a specific category.
Right.
And you'll save, so that you always have the ability to say,
yeah,
open
imagine
the file
it'll be like this.
Just,
I just click this button over here and the window pops up.
Right. Right. Yeah. You're going to your directory and shoom, you have 30 different sound effects.
Yeah. Once I make a sound file, I play it one time, it goes into iTunes and then whoop, puts it down here.
Right.
Right.
So instead, it'll just be saved into a link of a folder, which will be nice.
Gotcha. Okay.
You're on your way, Mike.
Well, should we start the news, Michael?
Let's start the news.
This just in.
Wait till we start doing actual sound effects.
I can put that in.
Yeah, you can blink. Wait,
Viva La Vida adds in an international distribution.
Hmm.
Viva La Vida, the debut brand of Arsenio Hall. What?
Artesano del Tabaco
will be offered in the international markets.
Oh.
Beginning later this month, AJ Fernandez, which produces Viva La Vida, which we don't carry, but I have had. It's a good cigar.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And distributes the brand in the U.S., is adding it to its international portfolio. The brand was launched March 2019 by brothers Billy and Gus Faka. Faggy? F-A-K-I-H. The former owners of Cigar Inn, two popular cigar stores in Manhattan. The line, which is made entirely of Nicaraguan tobacco, so it's a Nicaraguan pupo, is offered in a 7 regular prediction sizes. Let's see. The next story, 2012. This is all from Half.
That was it?
You
don't even want to talk about it or not?
We can talk about it. I didn't know you had had it.
So where are they going internationally? Like, what does that mean?
Didn't say. They just international distribution.
They didn't say that they're going to.
It was an incomplete story. What do you want from me? I didn't write it.
German market.
International.
Europe.
German. Mostly German, I think. I feel that's where most of the cigars go from
here. You think that
a
cigar like that.
Cigars.
You think like a cigar like that is going to do really well on an international level?
I don't know. I mean, they're very, if you think about it, okay, it's got a jester on it type thing. So that was that part of the world where they had the court jesters and things. Maybe it'd be a little throwback.
So it's Trump's cigar. He's a clown.
Well, it's not a clown. It's a jester. It's a completely different thing. No, completely different.
Okay.
If you're going to start calling me and Chet the clowns now, we're going to be a little upset because we don't mind jesters.
But that's where you draw the line. Okay.
Clown has a whole different meeting. Stop reading my papers.
I'm not reading.
You're reading my papers.
I'm actually fascinated at the size of the font. You almost lost your gong.
We haven't used the gong, but we will do it today because we have a
listener
of the week.
So,
which is not in the notes, but I remembered.
I just think that bolder cigars are.
It is a very bold cigar.
Like anything that's medium to full doesn't do well outside of the U.S.
Oh, really? You'd think the Germans would like a stronger cigar. I guess you're right because it's a big Cuban market when you get outside the U.S., and that is not. It's,
the Germans like the Cubans them. Because all the Cubans are good and tight. Oh, man. That was That was a solid joke. Oh, just the dong.
We need is a drummer that hangs out like in Dom's house.
Oh. I feel like we need a fact checker guy first, like somebody pops up videos and stuff.
Videos with little words like the old MTV thing?
I think that'd be cool. Like, look that up. Funny. Oh, okay, there's the answer.
All right, 2012, the 2012 by Oscar Valladares is coming out in a Barber Pole Lancero.
Oh.
It's not every day that a new Lancero comes out, but a new Lancero that's also a Barber Pole is even rarer. That's what's heading to the cigar shop, a retail with two stores in South Carolina and one in North Carolina. You know, when are we getting our shop exclusive?
I don't know, man. What do you want from me?
Shop exclusive?
From who?
I don't care.
Oscar Valladares?
I don't care at this point. I mean, Saka already poo-pooed us. I don't have time.
He's 2 years out. I'm at least 2 years out from giving you. I'm okay.
Maybe from Terrence. Terrence likes us. Let's go.
I think that you could have a shop exclusive from Terrence probably next week.
He's got it in his car.
Like, hey, dude, we really want to do a shop. Done.
I carry these with me.
Yeah. How many you want? Press release.
Oscar Valladares Tobacco and Company has sent the store the new 2012 by Oscar Barber Pole Lancero, a 7x38 Vitola which is offered in 10-count boxes and priced at $9.97 per cigar or $99.70 per pack. As with the 2012 by Oscar Barber Pol Toro, which debuted at the cigar shop in December 2017.
So what shop is it going to?
It is going to, it's called the Cigar Shop with two stores in South Carolina.
So it's called the Cigar Shop.
Yes, it's called the Cigar Shop.
I mean, that's a name that really has some thought to it.
Very original.
The Cigar Shop. I wonder what they
have. What should we call it? Let's just call it the Cigar Shop.
You think they were like,
great idea.
It's done.
Nobody's ever used that. It's so simple, it's perfect.
Trademark it.
Let's see. That's all about that. All right. Maybe this will be our exclusive. Nope, can't, because this is going to somebody else too. Southern Draw added two sizes to the Rose
Southern
of Sharon.
Southern Draw.
Desert Rose.
The Desert Rose.
I just like doing these stories. I like the way you say Southern Draw and
Southern Draw.
There'll be two Novatolas for the Southern Draw, Rose of Sharon, Desert Rose, one of a national release, and the other an exclusive for a single retailer. Another exclusive. The first cigar to be released will be the Southern Draw Rose of Sharon Desert Rose, famous Exclusivo Toro, a 6x52 Toro. As the name implies, it will be exclusive for Famous Smoke Shop in Pennsylvania. Still, we're not getting
Yeah, well, I mean, Famous, you know.
It will go on sale later this week during a virtual event held by Famous Smoke Shop in Southern Draw.
Southern Draw.
On September 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. This is already passed.
Uh-oh.
Bryce will be...
Wait, movie recording has been... Something.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
I kind of like you.
Hey, it's Mike Two from the Cigar Hustlers Podcast. Looking for high-quality swag from the show? Go to teespring.com/thecigarhustlerpodcast. We have everything from T-shirts and hats to phone cases and beach towels. Again, that's teespring.com/thecigarhustlerspodcast. Get your show swag and become a true hustler.
Do you have to?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's very rude. Said Arthur Zaretsky, owner of Famous Smoke, in a press release. Retailers nationwide will receive the Southern Draw Rose of Sharon Rose Line. We don't carry that here, so we won't be getting that. It will begin shipping in October. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Toro Fuente.
Yes.
Padron.
Uh-huh.
And others commit to a PCA 2021 exclusive cigar.
Exclusive.
Nine manufacturers will make exclusive cigars.
2020 or 2021?
2021. For the 2021 PCA Convention and Trade Show. During tonight's joint virtual meeting between the Cigar Rights of America and the Premium Cigar Association, it was announced that the nine companies plan on creating exclusive cigars for the 2021 PCA Convention and Trade Show. While little is known about the details of the cigars, or actually the trade show itself, the cigars will only be sold to retail stores who attend the trade show, which is scheduled to take place next July in Las Vegas. Those manufacturers are... I have the complete list.
Oh.
So, Alec Bradley.
Yeah.
Arturo Fuente.
Uh-huh.
CLE.
Yeah.
Crown Heads.
Oh.
Can we still get that if we don't go? Wes.
What? Yes.
Illusion.
Well, that's the real question, isn't it?
Yes. How tight they hold the line.
How strict.
Hold the line.
I mean, if you produce 5,000 boxes or something and you don't have that volume, what do you do then?
J.C. Newman.
Uh-huh. Well, that comes with Fuente. So.
Yeah. Padron.
Padron.
Rocky Patel.
Rocky.
And Tatuaje.
Tatuaje.
Some of those companies, the Toro Fuente, Crown Heads, Illusion, and Rocky Patel, announced exclusive cigars for the 2020 PCA Convention Trade Show, which was ultimately canceled.
Right.
So far, only Illusion cigar has been released.
Mm. How so?
So they're the only ones who have released the PCA cigar. So but are they holding it? They holding it for next year?
Yeah.
Or could the Crown Heads Middle Diaz been there?
Middle Diaz.
Been their offering for the trade show, maybe.
We offer these mil dias.
The exclusive cigars are being used to help increase retail attendance to the trade show, which is used to fund the legislative and lobbyist efforts by the Premium Cigar Association. The 2021 PCA Convention Trade Show is scheduled for July 10th through the 13th at the Sands Expo Center in Venetia in Las Vegas. So now we have to wait and see if they're messing over here. Who's going to come out with TPE exclusive cigars?
It's a good question.
Maybe there'll be TPE exclusive urine.
Agen Orson did it.
They did it last year.
Yeah, not to the urine though, but
not the cigar. And cigar. So did Fratello. He did those camo.
Man, it's gonna be. I don't even know
if
where to
you guys
begin.
Decided where this operation is concentrating its
what our focal point will be next year.
Yes,
that's a great question. I don't know.
So the answer is no. You have not.
No,
you
I mean, but I would assume PCA.
You think?
Yeah, I guess as of right now, where I stand.
Yes. Yes, Michael. Where do you stand?
I would probably attend both.
Yes.
And booth at PCA.
So the TPE, you will just be shopping?
I don't know. I don't know.
Has there been any discussion from the from mom and dad?
No. No.
Oh, by the way, I now call him Uncle Skip.
Uncle Skip.
Uncle Skip.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
I haven't really talked, you know.
Has that been brought up?
It's really hard to.
Because you know Skip has a plan.
Yeah, but how do you determine what the hell's going on when you don't know what the hell's going on next week?
That's true.
You got a spike in, let's say that, you know, you have a surge in this thing and vaccines aren't, you know.
And Vegas shuts down again.
Yeah, you know, and like with the mandate, the requirements of shit right now in Vegas, it doesn't seem, I mean, maybe you don't go to either, you know, like it's.
We could do a Cigar Hustler virtual trade show.
It's hard, man.
Where we just Zoom call everybody.
That's tough, too.
You have a lot of free time. Yeah. When you're not sleeping at night.
I just don't.
Tyler strikes me as a gentleman who doesn't sleep well, so maybe you call Tyler.
You know, I get the aspect of the Zoom meetings and stuff like that. I just don't see the real, I don't know, prevalence of it when it comes to
how it works.
No, I just don't understand, you know, like, I don't know, it just, I guess it works, but, like, I'll FaceTime dudes and say what's up and, you
right.
know, talk
well,
to people
you do
like
that.
That.
Now,
so. Like that, so, like, we have to block off, a Zoom time? Like,
schedule Zoom.
I just believe that there's other ways of providing content and explaining what your product is without having to sit down and say, hey, this is what we have going on, here is our video, like, you know, explaining all that.
Oh, we just shoot it once. With our production company.
Just release it.
Cigar Hustler pays us.
Boom.
And then, yeah, just
send it forward.
Just send everybody a little zip drive or something.
Ooh, Cigar Hustler pays us. That's going to be tough.
I don't know.
Send that in.
Sure, we don't pay rent.
It'll be $10,000.
Ooh, nice. Payday. I quit.
No, I mean, you know, I think that one cool thing, if I can say anything positive about the situation that everybody's in, is
yes.
It really does force people to become more creative. Right.
True.
It makes more manufacturers, brand owners, retailers figure
find
out
new ways to do things,
to engage in customers, to create viable content, and
right.
to really kind of progress forward. So, Zoom to me, like the Zoom meeting, just doesn't seem to like it's sustainable. It just seems like, okay, like, hey, we're gonna get on a Zoom call and talk about product. Like, I get on a Zoom call to bullshit with people and to, you know.
I don't see how that works. I mean, I've done Zoom things before, but how do they take turns talking? Because everybody's got a personality in this industry, and you know, this guy over here is not gonna want to be quiet
hey,
and listen to this guy
right.
complain.
Well, you gotta mute them and shit, and like, hey, we're gonna do a Zoom meeting. It's like, okay,
too much trouble.
Yeah, it just seems tough. It just doesn't seem right to me. Like, it just doesn't fit the narrative,
right.
if that makes sense. Like, yeah. I see that Zoom should exist.
Right.
I see that there's a specific place for it when it comes to content and, like, interview and, you know, conversations. Like, all those things make sense to me. To Zoom in for, a PCA meeting.
For this type of industry, I don't see any work because some people get different deals that other people don't
yeah, that's,
get.
Yeah, that's true, too.
And you don't want
well,
you know,
you, but
shop
like,
A to know shop B is getting a better price.
It isn't like a shop A, shop B thing. This is like the top, you know, 5% or 10% major big retailers. They get those big deals, right? They get the deals
well,
that...
yeah.
So those conversations are always going to be private. Like, but Cigar Hustler and, you know, every other retailer the same size as Cigar Hustler will have the same deals.
Well, you specifically, yes, but the bigger companies
right.
don't
they'll, they'll have that. They usually have separate meetings behind closed doors anyways.
Right, yeah.
You know? So they're not going to partake in a meeting.
As long as we're talking
people.
About Zoom meetings and things, you like to
yeah.
explain how the next event here at Cigar Hustler is going to work for Halloween? Because, tell you the truth, I was a little confused.
So it's going to be like a... So Drew Estate is doing this thing where they're... doing a Zoom meeting and they're doing events for the like linking it into product giveaway and stuff online on the site.
So people will actually be here at the shop.
Oh, it's going to be a hybrid of the two because I will not I don't want to do an event with no one here.
Right.
Like that seems silly.
Right.
Like we can do this. Like as people, we can still be in contact with each other. That's possible.
Yeah.
Spread out, wear a fucking mask. So do some of it outside. You don't all have to sit inside.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, when it's a little bit, it's going to be a little cooler. It should be
KD
nice.
KD and Pedro are going to be here in the shop.
No.
Oh, neither one is.
No, they're not allowed. Like, as of right now, the mandate for Drew Estate is they're not allowed to leave until November.
So they will not be in the shop.
Correct.
So they're going to be on TV.
They're going to be Zooming.
Oh. So what, I get to walk up to the table and go...
Well, we'll... No. Hey, instead, we'll have...
Oh, Pedro, hi.
Well, in store...
Nicaragua, how are you?
Well, in store, we'll have deals and, you know, we'll have some of those limited items and stuff right. without them here.
Now, if I am not in the shop, how do I view this?
I have no idea.
They haven't explained that to me.
We don't know the logistics. They'll probably have a link of some sort that we can promote and say, hey, this is, you know, here's the Zoom information.
Oh, it's just a regular Zoom meeting with a password
probably,
and everything.
Yeah. Probably that type
I
of
thought
machine.
They were going to be here. That's why I misunderstood. I thought the computer was going to be on the table, no. And I walk up and go, hi, Phil in Milwaukee. How are you? Would you like to buy a Liga 9? I can't. I just ship it.
I mean, that brings me back to, like, I am kind of tired of, you know, the talk shows and everything. We're like, oh, we have so-and-so here today.
I know.
They're not fucking there. They're in a screen at their house, and just like, dude... You can get on a plane. You can wear a mask. You can be properly distanced when you get there. It's not that hard.
Can they at least make it better quality?
Right.
I mean, don't these people have money?
Don't you have production companies and shit?
I mean, the production companies?
Yeah.
Or want to use one?
Probably you.
I mean, the radio show I listen to, Real Radio, they're doing a mix. So there's some guys are at the studio, some guys are at home. Right. If they have family issues, they can't come over. But when you listen to the show...
It sounds like they're all there.
Sound like they're all there.
Right.
Now, it did come on the other day, and the guy didn't click the right button or something, one of the guys at home. So it sounded, you know, like he was talking from further away.
Right.
But then all he did was click the button, and boom.
And then it was addressed.
Sounded like he's in the room. You're like, oh,
it's kind of like, you know, having more than one commercial on a YouTube podcast.
Well,
like sometimes you have errors.
Sometimes we have two commercials.
Yeah. Sometimes you have errors, which is fine.
I'm trying to figure if this is clicking up or not, because it feels like we've been talking longer than that.
I think we're good.
We're fine. Yeah, we're fine. We're fine.
It's also our third set.
Yeah, we should have addressed it at the beginning of the show. But last week, we thought the gentleman from the Liga Cigar Club was going to be on the
Pravada
show.
Pravada
Cigar Club?
Yeah.
Apparently that was going to be this week.
But he canceled anyways.
But we dogged him a little bit last week.
How did we dog him?
Well, I feel we gave him a little trouble because it was a no-call, no-show as far as we've been to last week. Now,
yeah.
He reached out to you and canceled this week.
Yeah.
And now, if I remember correctly, he did say October 4th, I believe, or 5th or something. He gave a date in October.
I feel like it was September.
Hmm.
Because he kept mixing the 28th and 29th, and I kept saying, no, not that date, this date.
Oh.
But.
Who knows? Either way, he did cancel this week. There's some illnesses in his family, and for our safety.
I will tell you this, you know, and... Okay, so we had a glitch there in that scenario, but I do like a lot of aspects as to what he's trying to do. You know,
a lot of content goes up.
Right, that's a big deal. You know, and
very well shot.
Right, and developing those things.
And your little segment of the trailer or whatever that they put up for the one here. With the panning camera and your.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. In the 1920s mobster music playing.
Yeah, yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
No, so like I agree.
I'm very curious to see how that comes out.
There's he's still fairly new to the industry. There are a lot of things that he's going to learn as he's going along the way. And I don't see a lot of negativity around it. And I just think that.
Some of the stuff, in my opinion, is a little pretentious.
He's going to have to learn.
But that seems to be his thing.
Yeah, and that's fine. If that works for him. I just think that there are some manufacturers and brands and stuff that you're going to have to learn that are full of shit, you know?
Right, yeah.
And he's going to take his lumps. He is. Right. But he'll survive it.
Did you see them when they shot it in the humidor? Some of those angles where they were shooting from the floor. And blurry, I was like, oh, that's just...
The autofocus with the blurred background,
Shooting through the racks and the thing. Yeah, that was nice.
We need a gimbal. That's going to be one of the next...
Gimbal.
acquisitions for the Mike and Mike Productions.
Oh, gimbal.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Now they gotta follow you around all the time.
Yeah.
It'd be like a reality show.
Well, you know, we're not there.
For Miss Brittany's podcast, This Is My Life with Brittany Stepankevich. Now there's a third child. That would be such a great show.
Really.
It would be a great show. Yeah. Every week she just tells us what happened the prior week.
I mean, just the simple aspect of what we lived through last night.
That would have been a whole show.
Oof.
Brittany, you could call it in. We have the cord.
So there you go.
But not while I'm a full-time employee. I don't have time to do this show.
Which we're going to address on the Patreon.
Oh. All right. We have a listener of the week.
Listener of the week is Mr. Ira Lockhart.
Boom.
From Davit. He manages the Tampa Davidoff store.
Does he?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
He is the man there.
A nice guy.
He's a very nice man. He's always nice to me when I'm there and says hello and we interact on social media. He's very nice. He's in my club, so.
Good guy.
Yes. But that's the way he does it. You sent me that thing where he went in and liked. Yeah, he likes to play catch up, so you won't hear from him for a couple of weeks all of a sudden. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh.
Yeah, you're a very busy man.
I was impressed. He's a good guy.
Yes. You know who we need on the show? Tommy.
That would be interesting. I don't think that'll ever happen.
And he's a big fan. At least he used to be.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
Yeah, we're not going to get Tommy on our show?
No. I mean, we could try.
We call him. We should just call him.
If we call him, then we don't get to talk. He can just speak the whole time.
Oh. Maybe we do a three-way with him and Ronnie and let them fight it out.
Ooh. Now you're talking.
There we go.
Maybe like a pay-per-view.
Oh. Look at that. All right. That's all I got. You got anything else?
No. I mean, that's, you know.
Good, solid show, Michael.
Attaboy. Proud of you. Good for you.
Yeah. All right. This has been episode 142. Cigar Hustler Podcast. The number one show still on Podbean.
Yep.
Which was very nice of the Cigar Boys to mention that.
I wonder if we're blurry. I feel like we're blurry.
It does look blurry, doesn't it?
It does. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, boy.
Trying to make an autofocus on my hand.
We'll find out soon enough.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. We hope you enjoyed the show. And what are you doing?
That's it. I don't know.
What are we talking about the Patreon? Are we going to tease the Patreon?
I want to review that small batch. I feel like I kind of shorted you on that.
Oh, the LFP
small batch.
That's
an amazing cigar, and you really need to get try that out.
Oh, okay. So. Well, there we go. Small batch next on the Patreon.
Bye.
If you're a Patreon member, you get to hear it next. If not, we're very sorry. Oh, no, I hate when he leaves when I'm still talking. And then he's just going to get up and walk out. Finally, my own show. Oh, and he's turning it off. Is it blurry?
No.
Oh, see, I look good. Oh, now I'm blurry. All right, bye.
The Cigar Hustlers Podcast, its owners, and its sponsors take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the talk show host or their guest. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of Mike and Mike Productions or the podcast providers, and opinions between talk show hosts may differ. It is not our intention to libel, incite, or hurt anyone's feelings. We invite you to write the show's host, Mike Stepankevich, with any feedback or suggestions that you have for their shows. These broadcasts are presented and made public as entertainment in the hope that they will be entertaining to the audience.
This has been a Cigar Hustlers Podcast, a Mike and Mike production. Be sure to listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. for all new episodes.
Hi, I'm doing. I'm Justo y Raw.
Yeah, we just don't have to do a single podcast ever again.
Perfect.
Ever.
I'm good, Mike and Mike. How are you guys doing?
The Hojo de...
Hojo! It's the Hojo!
The moderator.
You didn't even let him fuck it up all the way.
I can't get past Hojo!
Go on.
I don't even have to try to hit
He's
the
not
record.
Even going
to
try.
We're gonna cover a lot of ground here, Mike.
All right.
Try to keep up.
That's a sign of a good podcaster.
Maybe like four cigars when I walked in a door.
All right, end this.